You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Asuri Gonzalez and Jennifer Rodriguez. They are with the Center for Civic Engagement. Asuri is the director, and Jennifer is the assistant director. Thank you for being with us here today, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
As far as the Center for Civic Engagement, a lot of people may not be familiar with the center and what you all do. Asuri, would you mind filling us in on that?
Absolutely. The Center for Civic Engagement has been here at the university since 1998, and we are a department that helps with building community partnerships. You can see us as a department that the community can reach out to connect with the resources here within the university. We have talented students, talented faculty members with incredible intellectual capital and expertise that could be shared with community to make change, to improve it. And so we're that connector for community partners and for faculty and students.
Now, as far as the participation by the students, is it part of a structured class, would they do an internship, or how does that work?
Absolutely. We have actually different models of engagement. We have your traditional model of volunteerism, where we have organizations coming from the community asking us for volunteers for their one-day events. We call this our minor volunteer corps. It's modeled after the United States AmeriCorps programs, where students sign up simply because they want to serve the community, and we call them our ready and on-call team of students who are called on to serve. So that's not part of the class, but they're ready to serve. And we also have what's called service learning, and that's integrated into the class curriculum, where faculty members have students engage with community organizations to do something they would do already for class, but in actuality to serve the organization. To give you an example, if you have a community information systems kind of class where they're supposed to be learning how to do databases or websites and things of the sort, the students, instead of turning in a project that gets graded and is never used, the students actually create something for a community organization that needs this service. And in the process, the student is learning about community needs, their mission, and so forth, and they're also learning class curriculum. And our third model is kind of like an internship, but it's through our community work-study program. Are you familiar with federal work-study? So the federal government mandates that 7% of work-study allocations go to community. A best practice for community engagement within universities and institutions of higher education is 15%. UTEP actually allocates 22% of its federal work studies to the community. So what the Center for Civic Engagement does is we do a sort of matching where we hire the students, and then we receive requests for proposals from community organizations who want a community work study. They set up the opportunity at much like an internship where there's very specific learning objectives, and we do the matching. Jennifer here is the master at identifying these wonderful students and actually matching them with your community organizations.
Tell us a little bit about how you do that, Jennifer.
Well, we receive applications from the community. I review the applications. I look through what organizations are looking for in students as far as what type of projects the students are going to be working on, what areas or fields of majors that they would prefer students to be at in their sites. And then from there, we recruit students to apply, work-study eligible students to apply for the positions. I meet with them. I interview them. I learn about their interests, their passions. And then I look for a good match within the organizations that we have that are going to host the students. And then at the beginning of the semester, we have a meet and greet kind of orientation where the students get to meet with the organization, learn about their roles, the tasks that they'll be completing throughout the year. And then from there on, they get to go out and have fun in their site, at their site during the year.
The organizations that you meet with and you match the students up with, do they have to be, or are they specifically nonprofit organizations?
Yes, nonprofit organizations or public service agencies.
And what kind of work do the students do? Just give us an example.
Well, for example, we have some students, some organizations who need help with their volunteer management. So they'll have the work study students help them recruit volunteers for their organization, train the volunteers, place the volunteers when needed for different events or different types of projects that they have going on at their organization. Other sites have the students serve in a more administrative capacity or administrative assistant capacity. So they do more like front desk operations where they help with intake of community members, learning about the programs, and seeing how community members can use some of the programs that the organizations have available for the community.
So what really helps the community and also the student is the fact that, especially for the student, they get the experience and the hands-on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they learn about the mission of the organizations, and many of our students don't even realize that we have that, you know, so many nonprofits in the community. Do you know how many we have registered? We have over 1,000 registered nonprofits in the community.
That's a lot.
When I ask the question in trainings and so forth, I get hands up saying that they think there's maybe 3 nonprofits. I've gotten the number 50. Yeah. We do estimate that about 500 to 800 are active nonprofits. So we're really serving a tiny fraction of the community through this particular program, but it is incredibly rich and diverse because we have, for instance, the Center Against Family Violence. We have the El Paso Explorium, which is a newly established nonprofit. We have
Red Cross El Paso, mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think off the top of my
Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. you know. So we have such a wide variety of nonprofit organizations,
yes.
and our students are just elated to learn about how they're serving very particular and very different needs.
Now, for the listener out there, and if they're mm-hmm. part of a nonprofit organization and they're not registered, but they would like to become part of the program, how do they go about doing that, Asumi?
Well, the good news is that right now we're taking applications. We're taking applications to – they're available on our website, if I may say it. It's utep.edu/CCE. CCE stands for Center for Civic Engagement. They can apply for the students. And also, if students are listening, if you're work study eligible, you may certainly apply for these positions, which are very different from your campus position. So, but if not through work study, they can also apply to receive minor volunteer corps members for their events. And there's also an application online. We describe the program. And then we can also certainly partner up for some of these service learning, you know, opportunities. To give you another example for that, with DMRS, they have citizenship classes for their older adults. And our students serve as tutors and mentors and instructors for giving the ESL classes or the citizenship literacy classes. So there's a wide variety of ways that our students can serve as instructors, teachers, mentors. You know, there's just such a wide variety of opportunities.
Jennifer, since you work with the students, and Asuri mentioned the Center Against Family Violence, mm-hmm. would you have maybe like social work students working with that, or is it open to any student who, so they can become exposed and educated to the
right.
fact that, look, this is what's going on, and you can help by spreading the word?
Right. Really, any student with any background or any major can participate in our activities, but it depends on the type of activity that they're going to be doing. Some activities do call for specific
major.
Backgrounds mm-hmm, and experience, and so. But the majority of our opportunities are open to all majors and all students from different
certainly
disciplines.
Certainly, you get the scenario where a social work professor says, "You know, my students need to, you know, complete about 30 hours in the community for them to get mm-hmm. that kind of experience." So, social work is absolutely one of those very natural connections. They also do case management, for instance, here on campus with the FAR program. It's the Foster, Homeless, and Adoptive Services program. So there's a population of students who need further assistance on how to access resources to go to college if they fall within one of those categories. And some of our social work students, for instance, have served as case managers to help with that. So they're definitely getting that experience, and the matching definitely accounts for that mm-hmm. kind of connection with their major and with their professional interest in the future.
With the fall semester getting underway here shortly, tell us a little bit about if you have any specific mm-hmm. plans for the fall or different changes you
might
have.
Well, we expect our record-breaking semester of student participation. I mean, if you think about it, this is a very structured program where we not only recruit students from classes for service learning, we go and present to them, we give them an understanding of what service learning is all about and why it's even part of the class and why this is not, you know, some extra credit activity, but rather part of their learning. We give them all training so that, you know, most of the time there's background checks, there are, you know, TB assessments, and There's all sorts of requirements because this is done, you know, very, very in a very professional manner for them and for the organizations. And then we get them out there. We track their hours. We do troubleshooting. We do reporting for faculty members. So we're going to expect about 700 this semester. So that's a really large number that we're going to be looking forward to handling this semester.
Jennifer, as far as the students go, do they have to be a specific classification, junior, senior, anything like that?
Nope, it's open to all classifications as well, especially through our Minor Volunteer Corps program. All students are welcome to apply to become a member, and all students are accepted to become members and serve the community.
I imagine you all have been rather busy and continue to be with, as part of the Centennial as well.
Yes, we have. We've also been very much involved with the Project Move this last spring semester, in which was very closely related to Centennial celebration and reaching our 100 organizations that we worked with in the community to serve the community through Project Move. On the one-day event where UTEP faculty and staff go out there and work on different projects throughout the community with different organizations to help with whatever need for they need for that one day, whether it be painting, an office, gardening, working on a playground equipment, all different types of activities.
Sudhi mentioned a little bit of this, but I would imagine that in addition to being out in the community, you're all very active as well here on campus.
Absolutely, yes. We're very fortunate that we call ourselves cousins to Student Affairs. We work very closely with that division. So they have an incredible team out there that puts together amazing events. So we're part of the team. I know they have something brewing that is going to be absolutely amazing coming September, but I don't want to steal the thunder, but you'll hopefully hear about it pretty soon. But it's going to be big, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to call for a lot of people on campus to be out there and making the connection with schools and a lot of people. So be tuned for that.
Where are you located, your offices?
Benedict Hall, room 101 is our main office. Benedict Hall is located right across the street from UGLC on Wiggins Road.
And you all have pretty interactive webpage. Tell us a little bit about the webpage and some of the links that people can find on that page.
Sure. Our webpage has all of our programs listed. You're able to find information, specific information for each of the programs, as well as information for our different population that we serve. For students, there's a direct link for students, faculty and staff, and for the community. So if community members are interested in looking for more information on how to partner with us, we definitely have that there. Students, ways to get involved, we have that there. And for faculty and staff, ways to get involved as well. It's all listed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with community, we have a bunch of listings, including our grant library. We have access. We have made access available to the Foundation Center's directory online available through the library here on campus. And what that means is that community members can go to our library and access this database to search for potential funders for their missions. So it's a database that draws information from the IRS 990s, which means that they can search for funding for child services, for human services, for health services. So it's a really neat free tool that they can access. We also will have a board recruitment fair that we will be hosting in collaboration with AFB, Association of Fundraising Professionals, and that'll be in September. So we always have a lot of events for our students, for community partners, and for faculty. And the best of examples is when we have them all in one room together, making, you know, big difference for everybody.
If they just want help with one event and they need volunteers and people like that, can they contact you for that?
Absolutely. That's exactly the type of event that we realized that the Minor Volunteer Corps was necessary for, because our service learning is so specific about the learning that is happening in the classroom and in the community that we didn't feel that was a good match for providing volunteers. But we heard the call for volunteers loud and clear from community organizations who also looked for volunteers during Project Move, but mm-hmm. since it happens once a year, you know, the rest of the year they were looking for these kinds of volunteers. So that's precisely what the Minor Volunteer Corps is to help them out with. They're ready to get their hands dirty and to be busy, mm-hmm. and they're excited about it. They're really excited about making sure that their time and commitment is actually contributing to a larger purpose.
Sudhi, would you mind giving us the webpage link also again, and also a number that people can contact
Absolutely.
If they have questions?
Absolutely. So our website is very much hosted within the university. So it's utep.edu/CCE, which stands for Center for Civic Engagement. They can also email us at cce@utep.edu. And our main number is 915-747-7000. 7969. But if they know UTIP's number by heart by now, that's 747-5000, and they could always ask for us through there as well. We're very happy to also be Googled, and our Facebook page is also available. So we welcome any and all, you know, communication. If I may just put one more plug, though, for right now, we just sent out our newsletter. And if you're not part of our newsletter, if you could please join it, and you can do so through our website. Just click on the subscribe button, and they'll get announcements about the community work study, about, you know, upcoming events. And right now, we have a community survey that we're circulating where we want to hear from our community partners. We want to know what they need. What do they want access to? What has been their experience working with UTIP in the past? So all feedback is absolutely welcome, and if they would like to participate in this, it's available through our newsletter.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Asuri Gonzalez and Jennifer Rodriguez with the Center for Civic Engagement. Again, if you have additional questions that you need answered, you can call 747-7969 or go to utep.edu/CCE. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.